afternoon, good evening, grand rising. It just depends on what time you listen to this podcast. Welcome to Our House Podcast. Welcome to the new listeners, current listeners, and just thank y'all for taking the time of your day just to hear me out and to see what's going on in Pecos. So what we're going to start off with is some reminders. One cards. So starting today, February 11th, all students must walk up to the Pecos House front desk and show their one card / Pecos House building sticker through the plexiglass. So the reason why we're doing this is because obviously you all know guest policy is on hold for right now just because so many people on campus overall has violated that policy. I'm not saying that you all don't deserve the experience to have folks within your space that you care and love about, but we want to make sure that we are all following this rule and policy that is enacted. And so that is one reason why we're doing that. And also another thing, this has been an increase of people misusing their one cards for folks that lived in Pecos House. Again, some people just handing off one cards, some people trying to sneak in some guests. I'm not going to name names, but you know who you are. And so I'm not trying to be mean or trying to be anything like that, but I just want to make sure that we are being intentional about this process and just knowing that this can be revoked. Your housing can be revoked if you're violating the policies. And so just make sure you have to follow the rules, man. And just follow the rules and just do what you have to do, because it's really not that hard. We know that it has been a hard and difficult time, but following the rules and policies, just please do it. You don't want to lose your housing in all this. So on to the next thing. So resident assistant community engagement opportunities. A few things that we have, again, it's already posted on the newsletter. Same things that are happening over the duration of the next couple of weeks in February. So just make sure you check that out. If you know your RA and know any RAs that are facilitating the events, please share it in the group chat, share it with your friends, and, you know, have a good time. Next thing, self-care initiative has been posted since beginning of February. And we started this initiative on February 1st. It is running to the end of the month. So just continue to look through that information if you need more information about the initiative. And if you are interested in the initiative, again, don't forget to use the hashtag Self-Care in Pecos and tag the Pecos House Instagram page. Counseling Center, just want to make sure I just emphasize on this again. Just look at that flyer that they posted within the newsletter. It has information about just receiving that additional support. And so the Counseling Center is 24/7. They do have a phone number, 410-704-2512, if you need any additional support or any services. And if you can reach them, can't reach them by phone, well, I'm pretty sure you can, but if you want to check out the resources that they have and initiatives they have in the department, you can go on towson.edu/counseling. That's towson.edu/counseling for more information. So I saw this a couple days ago. It's called Doc Hugathon. And so with a $5 gift to the TU Fund, you can write a personalized note to a friend, professor, colleague, or that special someone that you have in your life. And so what will basically happen is that once you do this, you're donating to the TU Fund, and then you write a letter for a friend, and it gets submitted to them. And so I've attached the document. I have a link that is embedded within the photo. Click on that for more information if you are interested to donate to the fund, and also just show some love to someone that you truly care about. So next we have engagement opportunities. A lot more opportunities happening over the course of this month. And so again, we're still continuing through the Break the Screen initiative, where I have my community center staff assistants on every Tuesday and Thursday before 5. They upload different initiatives that you can utilize during screen breaks. So again, when you're in classes, in between classes, having downtime, they'll upload videos, images, or just, you know, some different things that you can use during the screen breaks. And so I have two staff members already uploaded for Tuesday and Thursday. Click on the Break the Screen image or bring it to the platform. Again, every Tuesday and Thursday before 5, that will be posted there. Check it out for more information. Mental Health Mondays with RLC Malik. So this is starting next Monday at 9:15 a.m. So this will happen via Zoom. I know you're tired of Zoom, but hope this will be a different experience. And so again, different initiatives will happen on every Monday of the semester for the whole entire semester, where I will connect you all with different mental health self-care practices that I've been able to utilize that I want to share with you all, and also just adapting with others, plan on sharing as well. So click on the link, see y'all at 9:15 a.m. And yeah, hope y'all enjoy it. So we have the real you. I really do think this might be one of my favorite initiatives I've developed, and hopefully it does transpire over time. And so this, again, is being intentional about who you are as an individual and how has COVID-19 impacted your life. And so I'll be developing intentional questions where you reflect on COVID-19, discuss how it impacted you, discuss how you've been able to build resiliency over time, like what are some resources that you use in order to get you over this experience, while, you know, either living at home, living on the college campus, and also just being a student. And then basically all this will be documented in like an interview type of approach. So it'll be myself and you as a human, as a student. We'll be talking about you, nothing about me, nothing about me at all. But if you want to talk about, you know, getting to know each other, we can definitely do that. But this is really reflect upon you as an individual. And so this will happen once a month, starting on the 23rd. Again, asking intentional conversation questions that will form even better conversations. So all this will be documented via Zoom. And then you'll be able to keep the conversations. And so I'm going to try to compile all the information together, create a little, you know, nice little video, trying to do something creative. But this will be something where you can look upon this and reflect back. You know, hopefully we're living in a world where we don't have COVID-19. But looking back at this and just saying, well, like, wow, like I really went through a lot. But you know what? I still was able to build that resiliency and then get over this hump when it comes to doing things in regards to COVID-19. So hopefully this will be a platform for you all to feel comfortable and talk about some things you've been through, and some resources that you were able to utilize too. Because even if you do feel comfortable, you know, your story will impact somebody else and change their perspective on a day-to-day basis with the resources, with the strength, and with the resiliency that you build up over time. And so I want to make sure I'm being intentional. I want all folks from all backgrounds, all identities. It doesn't matter who you are. Show up as you are, who you are, and let me know what I can do, provide that additional platform for you so you can record and do things where you can document this and reflect back on how you have grown as an individual. So again, if you're interested, let me know, send me an email. But this will be starting on the 23rd of February, and I hope we do have, you know, a good participation rate up there. But again, if interested, send me an email, and we can get this journey started. So just to close a few things up, first I want to start off with more than the month. So today in Black History, we have Carol Ruth Taylor. Carol Ruth Taylor is a journalist and also a nurse. They became the first African-American airline flight attendant in the United States when she joined Mohawk Airlines in 1958. While she is most commonly known for her achievement in the airline industry, she spent much of her career as an activist for minority and women's rights. So that's vital information right there. But what's even more vital is reflecting upon that experience. So now think about your dream profession. Now think about the racial and gender divide. As you as an individual, not thinking about what everyone else is doing, because what you do matters and what you can create and change matters. What are two or more strategic ways that you can dismantle the racial and gender divide in your dream profession? Be intentional with that, because there is a racial and gender divide within most of the occupation that folks are working in right now. And so just think about that, do some research, have intentional conversations, you know, watch some videos, listen to podcasts, music, anything can get your mind jumping. But think about what can you do to dismantle the racial and gender divide in your dream job. So we're going to transition to COVID-19 updates. No major updates at the moment from CDC. The only thing I've noticed, there has been an update with the deaths and also the COVID-19 cases. So just check that out if you're curious. But again, you know, COVID-19 is real. People have died. And so being informed about this is very important. HRL updates. Again, nothing major from what I received so far. But at the moment, again, same process last week. The deposit process already started. Started on the 9th of February at 9 a.m. It continues throughout the month of March. So it'll be end on March 11th, and just make sure y'all get that deposit in, because again, that's only for the 2021-2022 academic year housing. Check your emails for more information. It's one of my favorite songs too. So song of the day, Got It Good by, I think, pronounced K Trinata. Hopefully I pronounced the name right, but they're one of my favorite producers. Yeah, definitely one of my favorite producers. And it's also featuring Craig David. Man, I tell you, this song really uplifts my spirit. Hopefully it gets you in the right direction as well. Good beat, good flow, good focus, and also a good message too. So just, you know, just think about it, listen to it, and hopefully it just gets you in the right mood to get going throughout the day. And last thing that I have is Capstone Employment. So Capstone looking to hire for a desk assistant position. What you'll be doing, you'll be working in the main office located in Payca, which is obviously on the first floor near the laundry room. But there's a few things you have to do to make sure that you are qualified for the position. So obviously, one, if you live in Payca, you know, you're a TU student, so that's check mark right off that. Another thing you have to make sure you live on campus or either have lived on campus for one semester, ensuring that you have well-developed communication skills. And the last thing, you have to have a drug test and a background check to be processed through as well. So just make sure you click on the image for more information, bring you directly to the employment link. Application link, and then it'll be due on the 17th of February at 4 p.m. So you have plenty of time. Just make sure you check that out. Looking for more experience, looking for more money, and also just to build or increase the rapport with Capstone. So I think it'll be a good way to put your foot in the door. So that pretty much just sums up today's podcast. Very short when it comes to information. But if you do have any questions, concerns, or comments, or anything I can improve upon in regards to this podcast, things in the community, things in regards to the newsletter, let me know, and I'll definitely be sure to adjust and provide that support as much as possible. But thank y'all very much for tuning in. Again, this is episode 3, Moving Along. That is the title. And you are listening to Our House Podcast. Stay blessed and have a wonderful weekend.